Welcome to the show.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Whoa. Whoa. Yeah. Where? Holy Spirit just moved. Oh, yeah. Hey, Holy Spirit just moved. Why be the camp? 2x2 the movement. Let's go. I wanna know your name, know your name, know your name, know your name. I wanna know your name, know your name, know your name, know your name. I wanna know your
hello,
name.
Hello, y'all. I really wanna get to know his name. Not just for what season, like Christmas or holidays. I heard his name is Jesus, name higher than every name. And he can't be born and died for sins, which I'm to blame since that's the case. And what a shame that people nowadays not even thinking of him. They living for selfish gain instead of hearing Jesus is the reason for the season, which is truth. I'm hearing about a man with toys, clowns on roofs. Give him the boot. Now can you please remind me, what's a Santa Claus to a rockabye baby? I mean rockabye baby. Since a man now we're not a baby. You know he died, but he rose up. Now lift his name up. His name's Emmanuel, I swear, no hell, won't even touch it. That's the end of discussion. I wanna know his name, let my life be show and tell. So you can tell I know him well, it's in his name. I believe,
yeah. Whoa,
whoa.
Know your name, know your name, know your name. I wanna know your name, know your name, know your name, know your name.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Madeline Bass, your host of Soul Road with Madeline, where we're keeping it real daily, creating greater lifestyles by changing your status and raising your standards. Today, I have the great pleasure of introducing to you guys someone that I truly love. We grew up together.
Oh,
how are you today?
Hello.
How are you doing? Say hello to
everybody. Doing good, and you?
I'm doing great. So tell us, you know, where are you and what are you doing? Where are you from?
Well, I'm from Palestine, Texas, and right now I am doing just sideline jobs.
Great, great. So we're going to go ahead and get started. You guys get cozy and comfortable. Find a spot that you're comfortable in. And we're going to listen to this amazing journey. Today is a special day. This lady is an unbelievable story to share with you about syndrome and why do we want to hear about it. We're going to know something about the working at a bruise. And if you don't know what we're talking about, then you need to tune in to this stuff today and be empowered and be encouraged.
Here we go. So, Nicole, tell us about your story. What is SUSEX syndrome? Well, with SUSEX, most people don't know what it is. And so it is a neurological syndrome. And what that means is that it deals with the brain, and there's five different syndromes that go in with it. But SUSEX is actually one of the more mild syndromes.
Okay. Now, I've been told that there aren't any black known individuals with SUSEX. So from my knowledge and what research I've done, you're the only person of color that has SUSEX syndrome. That's, I guess, black history. I know that isn't something to be excited about, but it's a historical moment. They don't know of any people of color who have this syndrome. So we're going to talk about your journey. So share with us your story.
Well, this journey started with me being diagnosed with MS, which is multiple sclerosis.
Okay.
I was diagnosed with that in, I believe it was 2003. And I was taking medicine with that. I actually had to take a shot with it. I was diagnosed at 18. Well, when I became pregnant with my son in 2009, I don't know if it was my hormones or what that changed, but I ended up being diagnosed with SUSEX syndrome, which is still in the same family with MS.
Okay. So can you share with us a little more about
that? Yeah, sure can. With the Sussex syndrome, it was something that you cannot just say that, okay, she has Sussex syndrome. You have to have a MRI, and they look behind your ear. That is where the evidence is shown, is behind your ear. You can be diagnosed with MS, and really you have Sussex syndrome, but because they're not looking behind your ear, they can't find it. And so it just, you still have the same symptoms that you have with MS that you would have with Sussex, but because they're not looking behind the ear, you're diagnosed with MS. And so you're taking the wrong medications, you're doing the wrong therapies, and so you end up having a crisis. When I went into having Sussex syndrome and ended up in a coma for 2 weeks.
Wow. So your recovery, how long was your recovery and what was that like?
Oh, man. The recovery was about a year and a half. I went into the coma in November. I was in, started rehab in Palestine for about a month, and then I moved to Tyler for rehab for about 6 months. Okay. And then after that, I did outpatient rehab for another 6 months. So it's not a quick process. That rehab included physical therapy. It included occupational therapy because I was not able to move my limbs. I can move them. I'll take that back. I can move them, but it was like they were just like they were their own mind. I couldn't just keep them focused, you know, on one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a real long process.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So tell us about your journey now. So what are you doing now? I know you went to college and you graduated, and so that's a blessing. But tell us about the journey to that.
Yes.
Like, how hard was that for you at school?
Oh, man. Well, I decided to go back to college in 2015 to complete my degree. I was scared to death. I was scared to death. Because, you know, with the Sussex syndrome, I lost my hearing. In both ears. And so it's like, you know, okay, am I going to be able to hear everything? Am I going to be able to focus, you know, whatever? And so I was scared to death. But I graduated college with UT at Tyler with a 3.25 GPA.
Hey.
And got my, yes, ma'am, and got my degree. And this is after the fact. So to me, there's no excuse.
Yes.
To me, there's no excuse. You know, everybody that has their hearing, has their vision, has their mobility and their legs and their arms, there's no excuse.
Yes, ma'am. Now, you had to do cognitive and physical, you said?
Yes, ma'am.
With your, so your rehab, and you guys, y'all hearing that, it took her a year plus to get back to normal.
But now the first, go ahead. The first 7 months was mainly occupational and physical therapy.
Okay.
And then after that, it was more physical.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had to learn how to use my hands again, my arms, controlling them, because I wasn't even able to pick up a fork and feed myself.
I mean,
right now I'm sitting in my car and I can put my hand on my steering wheel and just hold it. But at that time, I was not able to even... I wasn't able to do that. I wasn't even able to get in my car.
Right.
So, yeah.
So that people, when I tell y'all that, it doesn't sound like a lot, but when you have to learn how to do that again, that's like those little blessings we take for granted. The activities of my limbs, So I am so grateful. So tell us now, what are some things, are there measures that you have to take now? Like what are the, I guess, after effects that you still have?
Well, with Sussex syndrome, with Sussex syndrome, it is actually very weird because, you know, with some syndromes, you get it and you have it. Mm-hmm. But with Sussex syndrome, once it hits and it does its damage, it's gone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
And so you might not, you might not have any symptoms for another 10 to 12 years. But those symptoms will be so mild that you don't really associate it with Sussex.
Okay. So the things that you have left over, your residual issues, are your hearing and what else?
Well, it's mainly my hearing, and then I sometimes I'll have like this tingling in my legs.
Okay.
But that's just, I think, nerve damage.
Mm-hmm.
But it mainly deals with the neurological, your thinking process, because now I'm going to tell you the truth. I forget so much. I forget so much. But I do, like if I, you know, take notes or I put it in my phone, I'm good. But sometimes if you tell me something, I can guarantee you I'm not going to remember.
I guarantee it.
Yeah, it's a possibility.
Yes, trust me, I understand. So, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Nicole Bowser, my beautiful sister friend, and she is talking about Sussex syndrome and how it impacted her life. Now, with you being, let's go back a little bit to right after you got out of the hospital and you did your physical therapy. What were some things, like, what were some of your struggles that you had with getting back to there? Like, what were some things that even now you'll think about it and it's kind of like, oh, man. Yeah, like, what, is there one thing that's wrong with you?
Well, it was, I'm going to tell you, it was very hard.
Yeah.
Because when I came from physical therapy and I came back home and came back to life, it was like, okay, am I going to be able to function? I mean, how am I going to do this? And then I'm going through that with the fact that I lost a son that I don't remember being pregnant with.
Wow.
And still to this day, it's like, I'm telling you this, but I'm telling you this because somebody else told me this.
Wow.
I'm not telling you this because this is something that I remember. This is something that I still to this day have no clue about.
Oh, wow.
And so I don't remember being pregnant with my son, and that was very hard on me. Because when I found out that I was pregnant with my son, I was like, what happened to my son? You know, it put me in an emotional distress.
Yes. Wow. Oh, and,
it was crazy. And then with my daughter, I already had my daughter, and so it was like, you know, okay, am I going to remember her? You know, it was just a lot. It was so much. And then with being involved in a marriage that you feel like it's, you know, separating, it was hard. It was so hard.
Yeah, that's a lot going through that. Wow.
Yes.
So
let's go up
a little bit. Yeah, let's bring it up a little bit. We got Miss Alaysia, the daughter. So let's, like, praise her a little bit. Tell us a little bit about her.
Well, Miss Alaysia, my baby, she is, I am so proud of her. She's doing amazing. She's in college, and she's doing really well. Her second semester, she made the dean list, and so I'm a happy woman. And so she's doing really, really well, and God willing, this time next year, she'll be graduating.
Amen. All right. Now,
she's
going to school for criminal justice?
Yes.
What's her Okay, her degree? Okay.
Yes. She's getting her bachelor's in, I'm sorry, she's getting her bachelor's in criminal justice, and she wants to go on and be a lawyer.
All right. Okay, and you, what's your degree? Your bachelor's is in what?
My bachelor's is in applied arts and science. It's a general bachelor's, and it's mainly what's online.
Hey, and you know what, you guys, y'all might say, oh, but that's a challenge in itself because you're basically teaching yourself.
Exactly.
So that's an accomplishment, especially in the state that you are in the position that you are in. Thank you so much for joining us. So will you please share with us some words of encouragement before you leave us?
Yes. The words of encouragement is don't quit.
Yeah.
You're going to go through things. There are going to be things in life that knock you on your butt. But you get back up. You get back up and you keep fighting. It's hard. It's not easy. It is very hard. But you keep fighting. And my daughter was my inspiration. So I had to make it for her.
Yeah. And I can relate to that because my daughter was mine.
Yeah, exactly.
So
you have to keep fighting.
You have to keep fighting. And another thing, another amazing mother is your mother. Your mother actually nursed you back to health. Yes, we do not want to forget about her. That's a hard thing for a mom to watch. Although she was an RN, that was her baby. So big love and hugs to Miss.
I want to definitely thank my mother, because if it had not been for my mother, I would not be here. And definitely God. God is first. Don't get me wrong. God is first. But he put He put my mother in place for me.
Exactly.
Be my spokesman.
And yes, she was that.
She
was that. And that's amazing. That goes to show you guys the power of moms, praying mothers, women. We have the power to change the whole scenario of your life, y'all. We have the power.
Exactly.
Encourage. So thank you, Nicole, for getting on with us.
Yes,
so
ma'am. Thank you.
I appreciated it. And you guys, I'm glad that you are here to hear this amazing story. The replay will be ready for you. So those of you who didn't listen and you're on the replay, I pray you enjoyed it. And it's an encouragement to you to stay empowered and strengthened in the Lord. We thank you once again. I'm Madeline Bass, host of So Real with Madeline. And we're here with Miss Nicole Bowser. We're keeping it real daily, creating greater lifestyles by changing our status and raising those standards. Y'all have an amazing night, and God bless.
Yeah.
Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you so much.
Whoa.
Have a great evening.
Yeah. Where? Holy Spirit just moved. Hey, Holy Spirit just moved. Why be the camp? 2x2 the movement. Let's go.
I wanna know your name, know your name, know your name, know your name, know your name. I wanna know your name, know your name, know your name, know your name. I wanna know your
hello,
name.
Y'all. I really want to get to know his name. Not just for what season, like Christmas or holidays. I heard his name is Jesus, name higher than every name. And he can't be born and died for sins, which I'm to blame. Since that's the case, and what a shame that people nowadays not even thinking of him. They living for selfish gain instead of hearing Jesus is the reason for the season, which is truth. I'm hearing about a man with toys and clowns on roofs. Give him the boot. Now can you please remind me, what's a Santa Claus to a rockabye baby? I mean rockabye baby. Who's a man now with not a baby? You know know he died, but he rose up. Now lift his name up. His name's Emmanuel. I swear no hell won't even touch it. That's the end of discussion. I wanna know his name. Let my life be show and tell, so you can tell. I know him well. It's in his name. I believe.
Know
yeah.
Your name.
Whoa.
Know
whoa.
Your name. Know your name. Know your name. I wanna know your name. Know your name. Know your name. Know your name. I wanna know your
yeah.
name.
Picture perfect. I played the perfect picture. Drunk off the spit. Yeah, I found the perfect liquor. High off his glove. Yeah, I found the perfect swisher. Roll up a dub of his grace. Let it hit you. His love is the drug. And yeah, I'm the addict. I try to put it down, but I'm right back at it. So call me a junkie. My life was so junky, but he cleaned me and adopted me like Punky. Put me on his list, VIP status. Let me in the gate, no can I see ID. Asking, he know my name. Steven, Leslie, shout out to the Most High. He elected, predestined, called, chose. Do we take me as his bride? ID, oh. If anyone object, I see no reason why Christ would listen, so proceed.
I wanna know your name, know your name, know your name, know your name. I wanna know your name. Know your name, know your name, know your name. I wanna know your name, know your name, know your name, know your name. I wanna know your name, know your name, know your name, know your name. I wanna know your name.